Well, through our Q&AZ reporting project, a listener asked, what is the significance and the origin of Papago Park's mysterious Tree of Life structure? Well, KJZZ's Bridget Dowd went out to find the answer.
Papago Park is a popular spot for morning runs, sunset hikes, and other outdoor activities. Phoenix resident Garrett Mack has been mountain biking there for years.
At the far end of the park, I would often ride by this stone kind of brick structure.
He says the structure didn't appear to have any utility and was oddly shaped.
So I went home and promptly did a Google Maps search and looked at it, and it looked kind of like a tree, like a lopsided tree. And I thought, well, that's interesting.
Little did he know, a tree is exactly what the structure is supposed to look like. From the ground level, it's hard to tell. Located on the southwest corner of Galvin Parkway and McDowell Road, it's a 240-foot-long stone wall with seven smaller curving stone walls branching off on either side.
So it really got me thinking, like, what? There's got to be a story here. There's something to this, right? This isn't some accident.
Mac is right. The funky desert art piece isn't just for passersby to look at and wonder about. It actually serves a purpose, delivering rainwater to the surrounding desert plants. Jody Pinto is a New York-based artist who travels to work on various public art projects. In the late 80s, she was watching an episode of This Old House on TV that featured landscape architect Steve Martino.
And I just thought, I'm going to write down this man's name. And if I ever want to collaborate with a landscape architect who understands desert, this will be the person.
As luck would have it, in the early 1990s, the cities of Scottsdale and Phoenix held a public art competition. They wanted to commission a work of art which would mark both the boundary between the two cities and the entrance to the park.
I called Steve, immediately introduced myself, sent him slides of my work, and said, look, if you're interested, I would love to enter this competition with you. Steve liked my work. He sent back a message saying, yes, let's do it.
Martino is an Arizona native who's worked on several projects in that area.
You know, I like it because it was a contribution to Papago Park, and I felt guilty because I kind of terrorized Papago Park when I was a kid.
Martino used to ride motorized scooters at the park, and he'd made a few trails where maybe he shouldn't have. So he saw this as a chance to make up for it. More than 400 entries were submitted to the contest, and they got the job. Pinto says they wanted the project to be a celebration of life and regeneration in the desert.
We felt we needed to deal with a structure that would be about farming, desert farming, water harvesting. And I thought a tree or a leaf might be the form that our project could take.
They designed the main stone wall to form a tree trunk that functions as a water harvesting aqueduct. It collects rainwater, and several cuts along the trunk allow the water to gush out onto farming terraces filled with native desert plants. The project required countless dump trucks full of stone, but luckily Martino says they got it for free from a quarry.
Where they made gravel for the freeways, and their crushers would spit out these hard pieces they couldn't crush, and they said, you can have it if you haul it away.
Martino got his hands on some free plants, too, and any plants that were removed from the park site were preserved and replaced.
And what was really lucky was when it was finished, there were some rainstorms, really heavy rainstorms. And I went out there to see how it worked, and the water missed our entry point. It kind of went off to the side. So it gave me a chance to get a tractor out there and do a little more grading.
The next time it rained, the water went where it was supposed to. Hundreds of people came out to celebrate the finished piece by casting seeds over the land on the longest farming day of the year, the summer solstice. Within 2 years, new plants were blooming and thriving.
The last time I was out there, there was cactus that we put in 30 years ago, and we put little chicken wire fences around the bottom to keep the rabbits from eating them. And they doubled in size. There's trees there that weren't there, you know, that have come up from seed. So it was a success.
And Pinto says to this day, the Tree of Life remains one of her favorite projects.
I knew very, very little about deserts. And now when I travel, I understand things that I never would have realized if I hadn't worked with Steve and the communities. So for me, I'm forever indebted.
Bridget Dowd, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
And if there's something in Arizona that makes you go, I'll send it to our Q&AZ project at qaz.kjzz.org, and we'll try to find the answer.